John Kasich now has only had one win, Ohio.
Correct.
In his quest for the presidency. Where does he go from here?
Well, I think it's really over for him. His hope has been that Trump would be denied a majority in the first ballot at the Republican convention. There's still a possibility of that, although I think it's very, very slim right now. And then the question becomes, what happens on the second ballot? I could imagine the convention going in the direction of Ted Cruz, but he may not get a majority either on that second ballot. Then you go to a third ballot. That's when somebody like Kasich could be a possibility. But I think not a possibility if he continues to contest the nomination. I think the convention at that point would probably decide that somebody who didn't do well in the primaries and caucuses is probably not a good option for them. They might turn to somebody who's totally outside the present cast of candidates over the course of the entire nomination process. It may not go that far. I mean, I actually expect Trump to be able to get the nomination on the first ballot. But there is that outside chance that he won't. But I don't think Governor Kasich helps himself at this point by staying in. And he may run the risk of embarrassing himself that would impact his political career if he has aspirations to do something else, either run for president again, run for the Senate in 2018 or whatever. He begins to look not so good coming out of this, particularly after yesterday. Being denied in states that he thought could be Kasich states, Pennsylvania being one of them, Indiana being another one coming up, where he was doing okay in Indiana, but according to the polls, not winning there, to have basically said, I'm not going to campaign there, concedes that race to either Cruz or Trump, which doesn't help him politically, of course.
As you mentioned, he is counting on a brokered convention.
Yes.
But if he's been unable to scare up the votes in primaries, how is he going to generate any enthusiasm, even if it is a brokered convention?
No, I agree with that. That's the point I was trying to make, is that he doesn't look like a very viable candidate if in a contested convention they have to go to somebody aside from Trump and Cruz. Who do you go to? They would love to go maybe to Paul Ryan, but Paul Ryan might not love it if they were to come to him as a possibility. They obviously would want to go to somebody who they think can win, or at least have a reasonable showing against the Democratic nominee, who's probably going to be Hillary Clinton.
As you mentioned, the governor does run some risk of embarrassing himself. There's been some talk that he's alienated himself from the National Republican Party. There have been calls here in Ohio that he come home and do his job, and he's running up very high security bills. At what point does he take any of that into consideration?
I think he thought quite reasonably that he was well positioned to be a credible candidate for the Republican nomination. He wasn't an extreme conservative. He also wasn't somebody who was totally tied to the establishment. There looked to be a path there for a Kasich-like candidate. That path has been closed. It's very clear that this is a Trump year, an outsider year in the Republican Party, and Kasich simply has not gotten to first base with voters. And so the time, I think, has come for him to rethink his candidacy.
Dr. Paul Beck, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to be with you.